All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Corner with Discipline. We are back, and let's go ahead and get started. Excuse me. I open the door and walk into the room that smells of antiseptic. I close the door and look in. There is someone who looks like a school doctor who seems to have been waiting for me. Next to her is someone who looks like a nurse. Hello, you must be Hayami-kun. Yes. She doesn't seem like a school doctor at all, and she's too easygoing. And the nurse in the pink uniform looks too silly. A nurse in an infirmary isn't something you usually see. Maybe it's because this is a school for rich kids. I'm Dr. Machiko, the school doctor. This is my aide, Shizuka-chan. Nice to meet you. Hi. They are awfully young. They look the same age as me. And this Dr. Michiko, she looks familiar. So let's start your physical exam. Sure. Okay, will you take your clothes off then? Sure. I do as I'm told and put my hand on my button. They are staring at me and it makes me uncomfortable. I finish slowly taking my clothes off. My top half is naked. I turn around and face them. You only took off your top. Take it all off. All of it. Huh? My top half is already naked. The only thing left to take off is my bottoms. Everything? Even my underwear? That's right. Even your underwear. But I've never heard of this. Getting totally naked in the infirmary? You can't do as I say? Get totally naked? You don't have to be embarrassed. I'm fine with seeing it all. So it doesn't matter how I feel about it? Can I at least have my underwear on? No. The answer was clear. It doesn't seem like she's gonna budge. She wants me naked no matter what. I think you can examine me with my underwear on. What are you saying? How can I examine your thing with your underwear on? Speechless. It's a lie. There's no way that's part of a physical exam. Is that really part of the physical exam? I start to doubt them, so I ask. Of course, it's my responsibility as the school doctor to know every nook and cranny of the guys who go to school here. It's our job to check if your thing is the average size. Yeah, sure. I know the color, shape, and hardness of all the guys' things. Is there really such an exam? This is sexual harassment, no matter how you look at it. Can I refuse to have a physical exam? Of course not. I don't like slow people. If you don't take them off, I'm gonna get mad. She says, and her eyebrows twitch. She's got a temper. Aide, just take his clothes off. I continue to refuse. The doctor gets mad and decides to forcibly remove my clothes. Yes, ma'am. Hey! The nurse in the pink outfit comes towards me. There's a look in her eye like she's gonna enjoy this. There are a few guys like you who won't obey. I'm busy. I don't have time to wait forever. Now you stay still. I stand there scared and unable to do anything about it. She smiles and drops down to her knees. Clank. She deftly removes my belt and reaches for my pants. Slip. What are you doing? The nurse begins to take off my trousers with experienced hands. She is so fast that my pants are off before I even notice. Now I'm down to my underwear. Oh, boxers? I prefer briefs. Well, I'm a boxer guy, so get over it. The doctor says, sounding disappointed. It's not my problem. Is this person really the school doctor? Will you rub it a bit? The nurse does what she's told and begins to rub my penis over my underwear. Rub, rub. Her palm envelops my thing and massages it slowly. Hey! Rub, rub. Her fingers trace my shape, a pleasant sensation begins to arise. I try to think about something else and endure the sensation, but no matter how hard I try, my lower half is responding to the caresses. I look and see that my underwear is bulging erotically. It looks like I'm about to pop out of my pants. It's obvious that I'm erect. It's getting hard. That's a nice natural reaction, and the angle. Just looking at it is getting me excited. The doctor says with her eyes on the swelling in my crotch. Are you kidding? If this is gonna continue, I'm leaving. Are you gonna run away? If you have the guts to leave looking like that, go ahead. Ugh. I looked at the pitiful condition of my lower half and shut up. I don't have the guts to go flying out of here in my underwear with my lively erection. If anyone saw me like this, I'd become famous instantly. Hee hee hee. There's no way you can leave in your underwear with an erection like that. It's okay, you don't need to be embarrassed. This is just an exam to get to know you better. We're gonna check out every nook and cranny. What part of this is a physical? Besides, these two aren't right. Since when did an infirmary become a costume club? Okay then, show me what's inside of those underpants. As if she's waiting for instructions, the aide puts her hand on my last piece of clothing. I wasn't going to let her do it, no matter what. I reach for my underwear to stop her. But her hands move at lightning speed, and before I can grab them, she pulls my underwear down. There I am, standing with nothing on, defenseless. I can feel them looking at my lower half. My face turns bright red. I hide behind my hands. If there's a hole, I'd like to crawl into it. Nice. Why are you doing this? Look, your precious bits are out in the open. I can instantly feel her looking at me. It almost hurts. I'm so embarrassed, I think I'm gonna die. Isn't this enough? Please let me go. What are you saying? We haven't examined anything. Let's see, we're gonna look at every crease in your anus. Are you serious? You guys are wrong in the head. What are you saying? You're the one who has a problem with his head. That's why I'm gonna give you medicine to make you smarter. What? She pulls out a syringe from her pocket and sticks it in my arm without any warning. Puncture. She punctured me. She punctured me with a syringe. This woman is out of control. I look and see the syringe sticking out of my arm. It hurts like hell. She doesn't seem to care about my pain at all about my pain and empties the contents into my body. Great. Now you will be a good guy. See? So that's how you find a good man. You inject him with the syringe or whatever she's got. What was in there? I hold on to my aching arm and try to see if I feel anything different. I can't believe she gave me some strange medication without even asking. What if it's poison? I wouldn't put it past her. You'll see soon enough. I have to run away. If I don't, who knows what they will do to me. I have a bad feeling. These two are too strange. I have to run while I'm still alive. Huh? I don't care what I look like. I just need to get out of here. Just as I think that, I notice something going on with my body. I have no strength in my arms or legs. I am starting to go numb. If I don't focus, I feel like my knees will buckle. Is it because of that shot? I guess I can't get away. I desperately try to regain my balance on my wobbly, weak legs. It's like they aren't my legs at all. They won't do as I want. I can barely stand up. My body! My arms and legs are numb. I can't resist. This is bad. Because my legs don't work, I lose my balance and grab the nearby curtain. Snap, snap. The curtain comes off under my weight. I see a bed in the back that had been hidden by the curtain. What? There's a girl flailing on the bed. Her hands and feet are tied. There was a huge pipe between her legs that's making a noise and spinning in her crotch. What is this? She's not wearing uniform. She's obviously not a student. And she looks quite a bit older than me. Wait a second. Is this the real doctor? That would make sense. That makes more sense no matter how you look at it. No way! If those two stole her clothes, and then they did this to her, you saw there was anger in her eyes. Eyes like snake's eyes are glaring at me. I've seen those eyes somewhere. Those were the eyes of my nightmare yesterday. They are the eyes of Leona Morimoto. Leona Morimoto? I guess you found me out. It took you long enough, stupid. Now you know. There's no need to hold back. Now I would do it my way, she says with a creepy smile on her face. Shit, but it's too late already. I can't run away. What am I doing here? Can't you tell? For your physical exam. What kind of physical is this? Besides, look at the doctor. The doctor's on the bed shaking with tears in her eyes. I've taken an interest in you, so I'm gonna examine you. I could have worn my own clothes, but I thought this would be more fun. I feel bad for what we did to her. I don't have anything against her, but she wasn't going along with it, so we had no choice. We asked her nicely to let us take her place for just a bit, but she refused, so... A faculty member disobeyed me. She deserved it. I'm in a horrible position, but the doctor's in a horrible position, too. You don't want that to happen to you, do you? Definitely not, and she would do it, too. As if she could read my mind, Leona smiles a sick smile and gives the nurse a signal. Okay, so I will examine every corner of your body. The nurse starts to play with my penis. Because of the shot, I can't control my body. All I can do is watch as they have their way. I have no choice but to endure it. Finally, you're being good. But it's a shame. We prepared all kinds of props. I'm sure it's whips and candles and stuff. There have been no guys enrolling lately and I've been bored. So I'm gonna tame you. Tame, give me a break. I'm not gonna let her have her way. Lucky you, Miss Leona has taken a liking to you. That's an honor at this school. What about it? Explain to me how it's an honor. Shall we begin then? First, let's examine the amount and thickness of your semen. While everyone was in first period class, a very strange exam was about to begin in the infirmary. The nurse puts lotion on her hands and slathers my thing with lubricant. Enjoy it. When the lotion is applied, she uses her hand to massage my penis. My hand is known as the God Hand. Do you know why? Because I have made more guys come than I can count with this hand. Any guy who gets rubbed by my hands comes in an instant. That just sounded like it required something powerful. I'm sure you're going to get addicted too. She's good. Her technique is brag-worthy. Every time her hand moves up and down, my pleasure increases in a way that I can't achieve on my own. I don't buy that. She skillfully stimulates the head and massages me with a delicious rhythm. She repeats her motions as if to show them off to me. It feels as good as having sex. Don't be shy. If it feels good, you can let me hear it. She watched me trying desperately to endure it and snickers at me. She continues to look into my face as she massages me. It makes me oddly excited. There's no way I can make any noise while she's watching me like that. And it's making me feel even more embarrassed having Leona Morimoto watching me with a satisfied smile on her face. If this is how it is, I'm gonna hold it in as long as I can. She ignores my resistance and slides her delicate hands up and down my penis. Sometimes fast and sometimes slow as if to tease me. She changes her speed according to my reaction. Her technique makes me forget all about makes me forget my reserve to endure this. And in no time at all, I become intoxicated with pleasure. But I am a man. I cannot let that smug Leona Morimoto see me reach that unbecoming state, even if it kills me. Having said that, if it wasn't for having been milked so much yesterday, I wouldn't have lasted 5 seconds before exploding. You're hanging on so desperately, but you see your hips are moving. No way! But I look, and it's true. My lower half is moving at the same speed as her hands. No wonder it feels so good. My lower half is seeking to gain more pleasure against my will. I try to resist, but my hips only move more. Fine. Then I will make you feel so good you can't resist. Whoa. Hold on. She adds more lotion and begins to rub my penis with incredible speed. The speed of her hands causes the lotion and the lubricant to mix together and noisily form bubbles. Squish, squish. I can't bear it anymore and I let out a moan as my body twitches. I can't believe that she can give so much pleasure with just her hands. They are truly God hands! It feels so good, my head starts to go blank. My head starts to go blank and I'm in no time, and in no time at all, I am ready to ejaculate. Miss Leona, I think he's about to come. I'm looking forward to your embarrassing moment. She's gotta be real good with her fucking camera if she's gonna do that. Oh yes, I would take a picture of the moment you come as a souvenir. Leona Morimoto begins to dig for her camera. A picture? I definitely don't want to have such an embarrassing picture taken. But unless her hands stop moving, there is no way I can keep from ejaculating. What's more is I can't move my hands and feet. This is definitely bad. Rub, squish. The nurse is enjoying watching me suffer. She adjusts the movements of her hands and to my reaction. My brain circuits are about to short out from the pleasure. I am almost at my limit. Even if she stopped moving her hands, I would probably come. Miss Leona, it's about to come out. Here it is. I'll be sure to capture it. Leona has a camera in her hands. Ah! I can't anymore! Flash! My body convulses and my mind almost goes blank as the pleasure mounts. Right! She fucked up! Wait a second, the camera wasn't ready yet. I can't stop what's already started to come out. My penis doesn't obey Leona and shoots out white liquid with great force. It's hot! My semen sprays all over me and the nurse. But the nurse seems oblivious to being covered in my thick hot semen. She continues to rub me as I come. It makes me come again and again and the white liquid continues to shoot out. It won't stop! I shoot out so much of this thick fluid, I wonder how long it's gonna continue. Eventually starts to slow down. Squirt, squirt. The waves finally stop. By the time I let everything out, her hand is sticky from the lotion and my semen. But she continues to move her hand slowly. I had sworn to hold it, but I came in just over 10 seconds. My lower half has no willpower. I feel liberated having come, but at the same time, I am bummed at my lack of resolve. Oh, look what came out, and so much, too. She reprimands me as she looks around at the pungent-smelling fluid that has gone all over the place. It's not like I wanted to let it out, but it would be useless to say that, so I keep my mouth shut. I missed the photo op. We'll have to do it over. Are you serious? Why do I have to go through this because the spoiled girl wants it? I bet she did it on purpose. I just now realized that what she's calling a exam is really torture. But I just realized. You're young. You should be able to come 5 times in a row. 5 times, easy for her to say. I may be young, but everyone is different. No, I can't even. No, I can't even do 5 times. Are you nuts? Stop whining. You're still hard and your balls are still full, so you're fine. Can you at least let me reset for 5 minutes? We can't do that. We have to finish the entire exam during first period. Entire? Is more on the torture menu? Please don't tell me it's a full course menu. If you like, I can give you a shot for that. A shot for what? I definitely don't want that. Whatever she has is gonna be bad. I'll do it. I will come whenever you want. I have no choice but to answer. Then let's begin round two. This is hell. With total disregard for my input, the bell for round two sounds. This time, warn us before you come. She reapplies the lotion to my penis and the piston-like movement of her hands begins. Perhaps because she continues to stimulate me even after ejaculating, my penis is still hard and her hand slides smoothly over me. And the lotion and semen mix together to make a slippery lubricant. I can tell that the head of my penis is sensitive from just having cum. Every time she touches the head, my body twitches in response to the intensity. After she rubs me for a while, despite having let it all out a moment ago, I feel like I'm already ready to ejaculate again. I am shocked at my sex drive, but her technique is something else. It feels better the second time, doesn't it? You didn't even have time to enjoy the first time, did you? I'm sorry, but I have to pick up the pace because we don't have a lot of time. She rhythmically speeds up the movement of her hands. I see her moving her hands over my penis at incredible speed. It's not violent, it's controlled. Just watching the erotic movement of her hands is enough to make me want to come. It feels good, doesn't it? I've made a guy pass out with just my hands. He kept coming even after he passed out. She says as if recounting a story from her youth and speeds up the movement of her hands. She is a succubus. If I hung out with her, it wouldn't be enough, no matter how many balls I had. I want to play with you more, but I'm going to let you finish right away. She grabs the head of my penis and starts to rub it. My body shakes like there's electricity running through it. You can come anytime you want. Oh no, it feels so good I can't hold on anymore. It's coming out. As I'm told, I warn them that I am going to release. I wait for the waves of pleasure to come. The opening on the head begins to twitch and my urethra starts to pulse. I'm almost there. There's my photo op. Leona Morimoto grabs her camera and focuses on me through the viewer. Rush, squirt. In that moment, semen starts to spurt out of the head of my penis like a dam has been broken. At the same time, my body begins to shake with intense pleasure. Wow, there's so much coming out. Even though this is my second time, I release with unbelievable force. My thing pulses each time I ejaculate. My semen flies everywhere, covering me and the nurse. The girl in the nurse's outfit squeezes my penis as if to get every last drop out, and the white cloudy liquid squirts out of my penis as if to obey her hands. Look how much is coming out, even though it's your second time. It's as thick as the first time. She uses her free hand to scoop up the semen and checks the consistency with her fingers. The thick, white, cloudy liquid that I just let out is goopy and stringy. Very good. Very good. That's some release. That's some release. Man, why are these women like cum experts? Leona happily takes picture after picture of the event. By the time she runs out of film, the girl in the nurse's office face is covered with my semen from both times. Come on, let more out. I'll taste it for you. She says and puts my still ejaculating penis into her mouth. The warmth in her mouth and the sliminess of her saliva increases my pleasure. She begins to suck on my penis as if she were drinking juice from a straw. If you don't stop that, I'll come again. I think she wants you to. I come a second time and third time in response to this new sensation of having her suck my semen from my urethra. She drinks my semen with gulps. When she finished drinking every last drop, she takes my penis out of her mouth. There is a sticky film around her mouth, which is now sticky with semen. I know it's mine, but I can't believe she drank it. That was a lot. I released so much, I'm even shocked. The taste was amazing, and it was so thick, it almost has shape. She rechecks the sensation in her mouth and swallows the fluid with a gulp. I got some nice pictures. I'm gonna enlarge this and put it up in my room with my collection. What a creepy girl! Now they will finally free me. I'm exhausted and it's only first period. I'm gonna affect the rest of my day. What are you saying? We haven't even started the exam yet. Leona says as if it's a given. But... Next, we will examine your reproductive capabilities. What? Have sex now? After making me come twice? I don't have any more to release, and even if I wanted to, it won't get hard again. As proof of that, my thing has lost its pep and it's limp. It's no wonder. I have no idea how many times I came since yesterday. Even my hex hot blah, 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 high sex drive has its limits. It won't go in if it's limp like that. Hurry up and make it hard. I can't just make it hard because you say so. I guess we have no choice. I'll take care of it. I will stimulate his prostate and make it hard at once. No need for that. Because of his young age, I didn't think we'd need it, but I have something good. It can't be. Looks like the numbness in his hands and feet are wearing off. We can't have you trying to run away. I'm going to try some medicine to keep you from getting any ideas. She says and draws more fluid into the syringe from another ampule. Try? What does she mean? Medicine? What kind of medicine is this? The last batch was green, but this time it's purple. It looks dangerous. It's Leona's special erection medication. It's still experimental. If it works, I'm thinking of selling it under the Morimoto Pharmaceutical brand. Morimoto Pharmaceuticals is your company? I have some medicine from Morimoto Pharmaceutical. I'm never going to buy their medicine again. When I get back to my room, I'm going to throw all their products out away, right away. Stop! If you inject me with that amateur medicine, I'll die. Don't worry. It's been tested on monkeys. Well, that monkey did lose his mind a little. Has it ever been tested on humans? This is the first time, she says proudly. So I'm the first clinical trial? Don't worry. You'll... you'll grow to love it. There's lots of good stuff in it. I don't even know what the side effects are, but I do know that it's very effective. Side effects? Who's gonna be held responsible if I die? Push. What? She really did it. Oh no, I'm gonna die. She pushes the plunger down with no hesitation. The purple liquid disappears into my body. Let's see how the results are. When Leona finishes giving me the shot, she watches excitedly for any changes in me. Twitch. I feel a change in my body almost immediately. My body feels strange. My body starts to feel hot like it's on fire. I can feel the blood collecting in my lower half. I don't trust Leona Morimoto's medicine, but it appears to be effective. I look at my hot lower half and see that my thing is totally hard against my will. It's like my body isn't my own. And it's like my fatigue from a moment ago is gone. I was so tired, I had no sex drive until a moment ago. But now I am hungry, as if it's been building up for a week. So what do you think of my medicine? You don't have to tell me. I can tell by looking at your fully erect penis. My thing is bulging to the point of danger. It's not normal. It's at least 1.5 times bigger than normal. Oh no, it's gonna break. I think the medication was too strong. It should be okay. Nothing died during the animal experiments. I'm gonna explode. My lower half is at its limit. It's at a different sensation than having to pee. Pre-cum is seeping out of my tip. If I lose my concentration, I'll ejaculate. Wow, look at that. I bet you will come if I just blow on it. Well, Hayami-kun looks ready, so put it in at once. The girl in the nurse outfit looks as though she was waiting for this command. Yeah, I like that CG, or face there. She pushes me down onto an open bed and starts to slowly take her clothes off on top of me. And things are heating up in Discipline, as he's now been injected with the medicine. What's gonna happen next? Stay tuned to Grimm's Hentai Corner with Discipline for more.